You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com. Our premiere edition of Jazzed in Blue features interviews and music by Grammy-winning jazz legend Diane Shore, the eclectic acoustic jazz sounds of Verano, and the earnest musicality of jazz pianist Randall Kay. Stick around for more. Jazzed in Blue is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's here. The first ever edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and it's a thrill to be doing a show like this. The days leading up to the launch have been anxious ones, and now I can relax, kick back, and share with you some great music and interviews on this beautiful Sunday. At least I hope it's a beautiful Sunday. This show is pre-recorded. I've got a wonderful show today with the acoustic jazz sound of the band Verano out of Washington, D.C., and jazz pianist and singer Randall Kay from Southern California. But first, we have Grammy-winning jazz legend Diane Shore, who has just released her 20th album, The Gathering, produced by Steve Buckingham and featuring guest appearances by Alison Krauss and Vince Gill. I recently had a chance to speak with Diane regarding her new release, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From her CD, The Gathering, here is Diane Shore with Why Can't He Be You?
He takes me to the places you and I used to go. He tells me over and over that he loves me so. Gives me love that I never got from you. He loves me too. His love is true. Why can't he? Never fails to call and tell me I'm on his mind, and I'm lucky to have such a guy. I hear it all the time. Does all the things that you would never do. He loves me too. His love is true. Why can't he be you? So love him so, 'cause he loves me, I know. But his kisses leave me cold. He sends me flowers, calls on the hour just to prove his love. And my friends say, when he's around, I'm all he speaks of. And he does all the things that you would never do. He loves me too. His love is true.
From her CD, The Gathering, that was Diane Schur with Why Can't He Be You? Visit Diane at her official website, www.dianeschur.com. I recently had a chance to speak with Diane regarding her new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, Diane, for years, you know, you've been this jazz artist, and now with this new release, you've embraced a country sound, pretty much. Not really a sound, but have embraced the music in a way. So talk about what led to what was the inspiration for recording this one?
Well, I was watching the Country Music Awards a few months ago, and of course I'd done a country record when I was 17 years old. I actually did three of them. And I figured it was time to come full circle. Steve is a wonderful producer. He's produced Dolly Parton, among a lot of other people. We got together by telephone a few months ago, and he handpicked about 21 songs, and then we whittled it down to 10, and that's what we came up with. And he was wonderful to work with. I really enjoyed that a lot.
And how did you go about whittling down the songs to the 10 that we've got on the CD right now?
Very selectively, just very carefully. Just, you know, those 10 that I did, they just grabbed me. You know, there's just a lot of heartfelt lyrics in those tunes. It's like you become an actor, you know, when you get into the studio and you start, you know, kind of like putting yourself into a place that, you know, whatever the song is expressing, be it joy or pain or grief or whatever, that's what you do. And so on. So
a few seconds ago, you talked about working with Alison Krauss and Vince Gill and Mark Knopfler.
Mark Knopfler is a great guitarist.
He is.
Mike Rojas, and there was another Mike in there, too. And, of course, Eddie Bears on drums, and just a lot of wonderful, really wonderful musicians.
Right, and had you ever been familiar with Alison Krauss before recording with her?
Not really. No, and she's brilliant. She's really good.
Oh, she is. I remember when she started, she was just a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's got this amazing career. Describe working with her. What was that like?
Oh, she was wonderful. I didn't work with her directly. She came in after I did my part. It only took a day and a half for me to do everything.
Oh, I see.
Vince and Allison and Larry Carlton and Kirk Whalum, they all came in later.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. Had a nice talk with Allison about music and so on. But I didn't, unfortunately, get a chance to work with her in the studio at the same time.
And talk about how music began for you as an individual. How did that start?
My influences, my biggest influence was Dinah Washington. And Sarah Vaughan was another big influence on me back when I was growing up. And I started professionally at age 9 and been at it ever since. And I don't know if you ever heard the album Some Other Time. It was my previous work track. We were able to actually capture and put on disc a tune that I did called September in the Rain that I'd heard Dinah when I was just a kid. And it was when I was a kid. I was 10, and I performed this at the Holiday Inn. It was in Tacoma, Washington. And it's a little bit scratchy, you know, because it's the acetate. It was on acetate tape, and then we had to transfer it, you know, to modern technology. But it worked pretty well.
And with this latest release, I mean, how do you think it's different from previous ones, other than the genre that you're sort of exploring, you know?
Well, I think if you're going to do an album like this, a certain amount of maturity is a good ingredient to have. And, you know, it's just an important ingredient to have when you're doing an album like this. And I think I have that, or at least to some extent.
Visit Diane at her official website, www.dianeshure.com. From her CD, The Gathering, here is Diane Schur once again with Today I Started Loving You Again.
Crying time for me had just
listening to Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Revis, and their latest release, Do We Have to Beg? It's been 8 years since the band first electrified listeners with their stellar debut, and Revis has made up for lost time with a strong, sturdy collection of songs as evidenced by the lead single, Save Our Souls. You took me way too high. This is rock and roll. This is Revis, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at their official website, www.revisrocks.com. This message is brought to you by Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to our premiere edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Diane Schur, who has just released her latest album, The Gathering, through Vanguard Records. Rockwired had a chance to catch up with Diane Schur regarding her new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And what songs off of the album resonate for you the most personally, and why?
The first tune, Why Can't He Be You, really resonates for me personally. Just, you know, because she's talking about loving two people, basically. And, you know, it's quite intense. And then the fifth one, Don't Touch Me, really resonates with me. I love that song as well.
And what would you like a person to come away with after they've heard this album?
Whatever their own life experience speaks to them about. That's what I'd love for people to be able to come away with, is whatever speaks to them on this record, you know, hopefully it'll resonate with people.
And are there any shows lined up for promotion of it, or?
Yes, I'll be doing the Grammy Museum on the 9th of June, and then there's a club in West Hollywood called Catalina's Bar and Grill, Friday and Saturday night, and I'm sure there's going to be other things that come up along the way that we'll be able to promote with.
And, I mean, you've shared stages with, you know, huge names, and you've worked with countless names. What happened? What was the most memorable?
I think working, not because they're blind, but working with Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder, I think, was among the most memorable for me.
Other than the blindness, what was it that made you connect with that or made that?
Well, I did the performance with Ray Charles. I did that live in Miami, Florida in 1998. In fact, I can remember the exact date. It was the 14th of November. It was a Saturday. And, it was a Saturday. So, that was very special. And it was for the benefit was for the Lighthouse for the Blind. And that was wonderful. We bantered back and forth. And then when I worked on another, on the same project, the same album, Friends for Sure, with Stevie Wonder, we actually did that song, finally, together. We were going to do it separate, but I just said, hey, let's just do it together. And so that's exactly what we did, and it came out really, really well.
With this album, you say you recorded it pretty quickly. Is that pretty standard for you now that you're, I don't know how many albums into this career of yours? I mean,
I think this is number 20. It depends on the circumstances and stuff. The album that I did with Barry Manilow took a while, but this album for some reason didn't take all that long at all. And a lot of them don't. Maybe part of the reason it's not over mixed or too slick or, you know, whatever.
And what do you think will happen musically for you in the future? I mean, you know, what sort of release do you see happening after this one?
I don't know. I wish I could tell you. I wish I could look into a crystal ball and tell you, but I really don't know exactly what's going to be happening. I guess we'll just have to see how this one plays out.
Visit Diane at her official website, www.dianeshure.com. From her CD, The Gathering, here is Diane Shure once more with When Two Worlds Collide.
Your world was so different from mine, don't you see? And we couldn't be close, though we tried. We both reached for heavens, but ours weren't the same. That's what happens when two worlds collide. Your world was made up of things sweet and good. My world could never fit in. Wish it could. Two hearts lie in shambles.
life. To download this portion of Jazzed in Blue, simply scroll to the bottom of the page and click Download Part 1. Jazzed in Blue will be right back with music and interviews with Verano and Randall K, so stay right where you are.